so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
Monday, Monday by the Mamas and Papas, starting us off on another week of great music. Before I forget it, this is kind of important. Tomorrow's going to be part four of all female singers. That's on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, we will begin the 12 days of Christmas. Nothing but Christmas songs beginning on Wednesday, all the way up until Christmas Eve. But for now, let's get back to 1958, because it was on this date that the Coasters recorded Charlie Brown, which would go on to reach number two on the Billboard Hot 100.
Beep, beep, five, five, four, four, four. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
That's him on his knees. I know that's him, yelling 7 come 11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught, just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall? Daddy-o, Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught, just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me?
Mm-hmm. English teacher, daddy-o, Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me?
Have you seen her face? Her eyes reflect the colors in the sky. A more familiar place to be swept into whenever she's close by. Makes me wonder why. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eye. Must be the way she walks, a style made up to capture all she needs. No time spent on loose talk. If your luck runs right, she might see you tonight. Everything in sight. Run by, don't turn back. Sights and sounds, your senses will be found. Let only time will tell how much love can be. To wait so patiently, wait and see. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eyes.
The Birds from 1967. Have you seen her face? Let's jump back to 1961, when Motown Records achieved their first number one record on this date, when the Marvelettes' Please Mr. Postman reached the top. The song, which included 22-year-old Marvin Gaye on drums, would stay on the Hot 100 for 23 weeks.
My boyfriend's soul. 65.
And the Playboys with This Diamond Ring from 1965. That one went out to Mary Helen because I know how much she loves that song. It was on this date in 1961. Elvis Presley started a 20-week run at the top of the Billboard album chart with Blue Hawaii. It was his 7th U.S. number one album, and it featured this number one song.
Only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love. So it goes, some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love.
falling in love with you.
Okay, settle in. This is going to take a minute. It was on this date in 1964 that Sam Cooke was shot and killed in a Los Angeles motel. According to court testimony, Cooke picked up a 22-year-old woman named Elisa Boyer at a party. He promised her a ride home, but they ended up in a motel. Boyer claims Cooke forced her into the motel room and began ripping her clothes off. She managed to escape while he was in the bathroom. While she called police from a phone booth, Cooke began pounding on the office door of the motel's manager, Bertha Franklin. He demanded to know where the girl was. He also demanded to know where his money was, and he allegedly broke the door open. Cooke reportedly attacked Franklin, who then shot him 3 times. By the time the police arrived, Sam Cooke was dead. A jury would later return a verdict of justifiable homicide. So here's my problem. What song do you play after that kind of a story? You don't play You Send Me. You don't play We're Having a Party. Well, maybe you play Cupid.
Heart for me, Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness, for I love girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me.
One, two, three, five!
Look.
December 11, 2012, Dave Doc Robinson, lead vocalist for King Harvest on their 1973 Billboard No. 13 hit Dancing in the Moonlight, passed away at the age of 67. Here's your rock and roll factoid. On a trip to St. Croix in 1969, band member Sherman Kelly was a victim of a vicious St. Croix gang who eventually murdered 8 American tourists. He suffered multiple facial fractures and wounds and was left for dead. While he was recovering, he wrote Dancing in the Moonlight, in which he envisioned an alternate reality, the dream of a peaceful and joyful celebration of life. Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest. December 11, 1967, Chicago released their second album, and it included this classic. Band member Bill Champlin said, "We drew straws to see who was going to sing it in the studio, and the loser had to sing it." So Terry Kath drew the short straw, and he ended up singing the lead. Before he sang it, he had a bottle of Jack Daniels. He wanted to give it one pass, and there's some history right there. That's how good a singer Terry Kath was. From 1967, it's Chicago and Color My World.
Now that you're near, promise.
we've reached the point where it's time for Christmas music. And again, a reminder that beginning on Wednesday, it's going to be all Christmas music from Wednesday right up until Christmas Eve. I call it the 12 days of Christmas. So, if you don't want to hear Christmas music, it's really simple. Don't tune in. There. Problem solved. Before I get to today's two Christmas songs, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart's desire. I'm still feeling a little bad about Sam Cooke with Cupid. Whatever. Have a great day.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, yes sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
Okay, good day. It's our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so good day. This is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th, Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Wrestling day.
No,
get Boxing out. Day, yeah, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where?
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree.
See, you need more. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree. Okay, on the 6th, to go. Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toasts,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay. On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
I keep forgetting. Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, 8 days of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smoke, 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques.
And a beer on
the water. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques. 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer.
Left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th
day.
I wanted donuts. But I wanted.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the stores.
You could have gone down.
Get some presents.
Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off. Boy. That song is a beauty. It moved me.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?